Good morning, everybody. I just went for my run, and then I said, you know what? I forgot the podcast yesterday, so I'm going to do it this morning before I do all the shit that I have to do today, right? So it's 8 o'clock in the morning. We're doing a podcast because sometimes life throws you curveballs, and we're still swinging. All right, babies? What's going on, guys? Yeah, I went for an early morning run today. It's already hot as balls outside. And I'm not looking forward to this weekend because they said it's going to be super hot. I guess it's better than super cold, though, right? I could deal with hot weather all day. It's that freezing cold weather where you're like, you just hate life. It says it's 75 outside right now, but that's bullshit. Like 100%. It says it's going to go from 75 right now to 89 at 4 o'clock. Ew, dude, 14 degrees, just warm up, gross. But it's way hotter than 75. That's bullshit. So I guess the summer of LeBron is now officially going, right? What I think he's gonna do, honestly, look, dude, my heart is like, dude, what are you worried about? He's staying here. But the my head's like, dude, what did I say? My heart's saying he's staying? Yeah, my heart's saying, nah, he's staying. But my head's like, bro, he's out of here. He's out of here. I hope that sounded sick in your headphones. That nice little drive-by. I don't know. They said Stephen A. Smith, by the way. Dude, does he just say whatever comes to mind? My friend told me that LeBron James texted Kevin Durant to team up in L.A. That's some shit he would say. But yeah, I don't think LeBron texted KD to team up in L.A. Show us the text. Show us the emails. Isn't that what Trump was saying to Hillary? Show us the emails. Or was that Bernie saying it to Trump? I don't know. They're all old and crazy. Dude, old crazy white people and one old crazy black person. Dude, they love to be president. You gotta be crazy. You gotta have a little bit of craziness to want to be a president. That's facts. Oh yeah, Twitter polls. We did some Twitter polls that I didn't talk about. This was a would you rather because that day that I puked a bunch of MCT oil up. Would you rather have diarrhea twice a day? Would you rather puke once a day? This is for good. Or would you rather smell awful forever? I don't think I went over this. Smell awful forever came in last place at 6%. Dude, 6% of people, and this was kind of a lot of votes too. 6% of people would rather puke once a day forever than smell awful forever. Now, awful, I guess that's opinions too, because you can't change your smell. So maybe, dude, if you smelled awful, maybe one person would find your smell and be like, God, I love them. I love that smell. Puking once a day, people are just going to think you're sick all the time. Diarrhea twice a day, I don't know how that got. Okay, so puke once a day got 59% of the votes. Smelling awful, 6%. And diarrhea twice a day, 35%. Dude, could you, and this might be a little too much, Dude, when I get diarrhea, I get a little rash down there. You know what I'm saying? Your butt would always be, your butt would always hurt. It would always, like, have a rash if you had diarrhea all the time. Unless you're using hella wipes. So I think I would go with, puke once a day. Because, you know, you eat a little bit bad. You just got to time that puke up so that you could eat, like, a cheeseburger. You go nuts at McDonald's right before you're about to puke. Doesn't even count. You get to eat good food. And you don't put on any of the weight, you know? Do you ever find it, like, hard to breathe? Like, because I'm making coffee right now. You ever find it, like, hard to breathe when you're making coffee? Or am I might be dying, actually. That's actually probably what's going on. I'm dying. Help. There's another Twitter poll I did. I don't think it's great. Oh, yeah. By the way, I might have Dan on solely to talk about Jurassic Park 2. Jurassic World 2. Best Jurassic Park movie. Jurassic Park 1, obviously won by 65%. But Jurassic World 1 or 2 came in second at 19%. So that's basically, that's kind of how I thought it was going to go. But Jurassic Park 2 got 4% of the votes, and Jurassic Park 3 got 12% of the votes. Whoever voted for Jurassic Park 2 or 3, I think you're either trolling or you never saw the original Jurassic Park. Nobody should have voted for 2 or 3, straight up. Jurassic Park or Jurassic World 1 or 2, I understand that getting some votes. Jurassic Park 1, I understand that winning, obviously. I'm not a monster. But Jurassic Park 2 and 3, you know how bad those movies are? I didn't even see them. Oh, shit. So, I was scrolling through Twitter today, and Fox News posted this story of a woman forced her ex to have sex with her while she was holding a machete to his face. Source, cops. What instantly went through my mind on this was, what did that girl do to this man that she had to threaten his life to have sex with her? Look, if he's single, she would have had, if he's married and he's like, yo, I'm not having sex with you, I totally understand that. If he's single and his ex was like, hey, you want to bang? And he was like, no. And then she was like, no, seriously, have sex with me. And he was like, no. And then this went on and she kept going, no, seriously, you're going to piss me off. Have sex with me. And he's like, no, you're a crazy bitch. He probably said that. And then she was like, have sex with me, or I'll cut you. And he's like, okay. That's what he did, because that's what guys do. We're so arrogant. Okay. Then she grabbed the knife and said, looked him in the eye and was like, seriously, I will fucking cut you if you don't put your pleasure stick in me. And he was like, what the hell? Chill out a little bit. You're getting weird. Then she went up to him, put the knife to his face, and was like, have sex with me, or I'll cut you. And he was like, oh, shit. Dude, but the whole point of the story is any single guy, like, he dated her. It's his ex, right? It's his ex. So he's obviously attracted to her. That girl had to have fucked him up in order for, see, I'm looking at this, College World Series, and a kid from Oregon State is crying like a little bitch. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, she had to have fucked him up like crazy for him to be like, I'm not having sex with you again. Right? Hey, real quick, I kind of got this, like, electrotherapy patch. It's like an Icy Hot electrotherapy thing. And I've been using it on my shoulders, like, pretty frequently. And now my shoulder's twitching. It won't stop twitching. At least twice a day it just twitches. And getting a little nervous, cause don't want to die, you know. Also, I grabbed the so it's an electrotherapy thing, so it has to be touching two points of your body for it to shock. And I was like, oh, I gotta readjust this thing. I was like, I just won't grab. There's like these little black squares, and those are the parts that are shooting the electricity. So I was like, I just won't grab it by the black square. Guess what I did? Grabbed it by a black square. And shocked my whole body. I thought I was growing hair for a second, and then I remembered. I thought my hair was standing up, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm a bald man. I'm a 24-year-old bald man. what the fuck? Woman claims drinking her dog's urine cleared up her acne. Ew, listen to this story. After filling up the container with frothy pee, she downs the liquid and even licks the rim of the cup. She adds, until I drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, I had bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium, so it's proven to help cure cancer. Hey, though. What the fuck? That means this woman, who told her to do that? Who was like, hey, drink this? And she was like, salty. What is that? What the fuck? Dude, people do weird shit. That means she tried other stuff too, right? That means this poor girl tried other things and was like, I don't know what to do. And her dog took a piss and she was like, I might as well get it straight from the tap, right? Frothy pee. First off, don't ever describe pee as frothy, right? Man, this podcast is getting weird. This is what happens if I go into it blind, right? If I just go into the podcast blind, I don't know what the fuck. Oh, I just actually look at, like, screenshots because I want to talk about stuff on the podcast, and I usually write down notes. That's what, if a podcast sounds good, it's because I have notes, people. I'm not a quick thinker sometimes, right? But how about the NBA, James Harden win the MVP, and the numbers are so towards LeBron that it's so bizarre to me. It's so funny that the NBA just fucks LeBron. Games played. So the first number is going to be LeBron, and the second number is Harden. Games played, 82-72. Points, 2,251. 2,191. Rebounds, 709. Rebounds, 389. Assists, 747. 630. Field goal percent, 54. 45. 3-point field goal percent, both are at 37. Double doubles, LeBron 52, Harden 31. Triple doubles, LeBron 18, Harden 4. Dude, those numbers, they don't make sense. You take James Harden off that team, right? That team still probably makes it to the playoffs. They probably squeak in. Dude, you take LeBron off that Cavs team, they're not even sniffing the playoffs. You want to talk about most valuable? What? Most valuable player. Who brings the most value to the team? LeBron or James Harden? Are you fucking kidding? Dude. Hey. You fucking kidding me? Who brings the most value to their team? If I could present you with LeBron James or James Harden, who you taking? That's how they should determine it by that. You're starting a team right now. Maybe not right now, but you want to add a player to your team right now. At this point in time, who's going to bring you the most value? LeBron James or James Harden? If you say James Harden, you're full of shit. You're full of shit. By the way, I don't think people understand what it means when I say what topics do you want to hear on the podcast? Comment below. Because all people do is all people do is like the picture. They don't comment anything. That doesn't help the podcast if you like a picture. You know what helps the podcast? Is when you comment what you want here. That sounded dope in your headphones. You want to know what's not dope? People who talk about their kids like they're super interesting. Dude, you want to know what's going to kill my mood for the day? If I'm having a good conversation with you. And look, because I talk about Tucker a lot, my dog. Like, he's the cutest puppy ever. Because it's scientifically proven that he is. Alright? My dog is cute. I'm not going to tell you stories about what he did. Because it's boring. Doesn't make good story. Now, if I was the best storyteller, I might tell you stories. If you're an average storyteller, don't tell stories. Actually, tell stories so I can make them better. But don't ever tell me stories about what your kid did. Oh my God, it was so cute. You know? It was so cute. He was doing this. Hey, I wasn't there, so I don't care. I really don't care. When people are like, and look, I'm going to be that dad too one day. I'm going to be that dad that's like, oh my God, he was doing this. And when I do, I want you guys to be like, stop. We don't care. Oh my God, he was being so bad. She was being like, oh my God, she was being the worst today. Hey, it's a kid. I don't care. I'm not there. I wasn't part of the story. You know? Oh my God. She's being so bossy lately. Oh, really? You're an adult. Oh, really? Your kid's bossing you around? Guess what? You're an adult. Kids shouldn't boss you around. Oh, my God. But, like, then she'll just start crying. she'll just be bad and, like, act out. Yeah, because she's a fucking kid. Or, like, you know stories I do want to hear about your kids? Is, like, if your kid was playing baseball and hit, like, 2 RBIs, if your little kid was playing football and had, like, 3 tackles, I want to hear about that. What I don't want to hear about is how bad your kid is and how funny people think it is, or how cute your kid was being, because I wasn't there, so I can't relate to that. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm having a conversation with somebody and you think that, I don't know, it's a good idea to interrupt with something about your kid, it's the worst. And it happens all the time, dude. People love talking about their kids, and other people don't care unless the kid is there. Look, if there's a kid there, and it's a cute kid, or even an ugly kid, but he's a nice kid, I'm going to think it's great. Now, you're going to tell me a story about your kid? I can't think of something I would care about less. I could care less about hearing than a story about someone's kid. Unless, no, there's actually, dude, people tell bad stories. And then when people say, oh, no, you had to be there. No, I didn't. You just suck at telling stories. Dude, if somebody says, oh, you had to be there, they suck at telling stories. You know who's really bad at telling stories? My buddy Tanner. Dude, Tanner, or if you know Tanner and you're listening to this, you know that Tanner's stories, he's not a good storyteller. I love him to death, but his storytelling skills, not that good. But then there's people that, like, they tell stories, and have you ever told a story that wasn't yours, but you tell it like it was you just because, like, that's the difference with, like, there's a difference with lying and lying. Like, if you're lying and you're like, oh yeah, I did all this, 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 and this, and you're just full of shit, that's one thing. But if you're telling a story that somebody else told you and you're putting yourself in there for the sake of the story, that's also the difference between being a good storyteller and sucking at telling stories. Because if you tell me about your friend's friend that did this, 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 I'm going to be like, wait, why are you telling me this? But if you tell me it like it's you, dude, I'm fucking interested. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. And I don't know if it makes sense to you guys. Oh, yeah. I heard Drake's new album. Well, that's what we're going to go out on, is Drake's album. This is a quick podcast just because I came in unprepared. It's early as shit. My brain's not working. Didn't have my coffee yet. Usually when I'm, like, firing, you can tell. Dude, if you go back and listen to either the one with Emmett or the one before Emmett, you'll know that, like, the ones I do, I have coffee with me, the ones I've drank coffee already, and the ones that I'm just a little bit out of it. By the way, shout out to Drake for getting Michael Jordan on the track. What? Yeah. But yeah, that's what we're gonna go out on today. We're gonna go out on some Drizzy vibes. Some Drake vibes. I guess, dude, I wish that Saraha thing was still a thing where you could just leave anonymous messages. I wish people weren't such pussies about getting bullied online. Because, dude, if somebody's behind a keyboard typing, oh, man, they're just bitches, and you shouldn't get so upset about it, you know? anyway, yeah, guys, go and, for sure go and comment on the pictures next time when I say what topics do you want to hear, and, vote on the Twitter polls, retweet the Twitter polls. We gotta have fun with this, alright? We gotta have fun with it, babies. This is Nonstop off Drake's new album, Scorpion. Until next time, y'all. Peace. Look, I just flipped the switch. Flip. I don't know nobody else that's doing this. Body start to drop, hey. Hit the floor. Now they wanna know me since I hit the top, hey. This a rolling, not a stop. Why shit don't ever stop? Just the flow that got the block hot. Shit got super hot, hey. Give me my respect. Like on ambidex, bitch, I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone, out of there I'm gone. How I go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack, serving up a pack. Niggas pulling gimmicks cause they scared of rap. Funny how they shook, ay, got you niggas shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look, ayy. I'm a bar spitter, I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light-skinned, but I'm still a dark nigga. I'm a wig splitter, I'm a tall figure. I'm an unforgiving, wild-ass dog nigga. Something wrong with him, got him all bitter. I'm a bill printer, I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rolling, not a stop. Why shit don't ever stop?